Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Jake Gray, and we're going to be talking about something that's really exciting in the Carbon County area, and that's the car show that's as part of the Helper Arts Festival. So Jake, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us.
Oh, thanks for having me in.
So, for people who might not have been able to experience the car show at the Helper Arts Festival, can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what that is?
It's pretty similar to most of the local car shows, but it's in conjunction with the Arts Festival. So, it's right on Main Street, the north end of Main, right near the music stage and all the vendors. It's all mixed in together, and it just adds one more level of dynamic to the entire event, which is a pretty big deal for Helper.
And then let's kind of talk about that dynamic, because I know some people out there might be listening and thinking to themselves, cars at an art show, that doesn't make sense. But when you really start looking at these cars and what they're able to do with them, there really is a high level of art to the cars.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff is each individual builder, it's what their vision is, which pretty much the same thing as art. Everybody's got a different perspective or a different medium. And you see that with these cars. And I think that's the neat thing as a spectator to look at, is see how everybody's ideas work. And as a car builder myself, I usually go look at cars to get ideas of how I can do my job better while I'm building my own vehicles.
Yeah, and it kind of serves the purpose of art, which is to kind of provide inspiration for others. So that's something that I feel like people kind of overlook when you're talking about cars. So this is kind of an opportunity for people to expand their horizons, really. Because, you know, like you were saying, some people have their medium, some people might watercolor, other people build cars. And I think that's a spectacular thing that you guys have at the Helper Arts Festival. Now, let's kind of talk about some more specific dates and times for this. So when is the car show portion?
Okay, so the car show will be on Saturday, August 17th. It will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our awards will be at 3:30, and registration starts at 9. And the registration fee is $20 cash, and it is located right out in front of Bug and Bird Mercantile, which is across the street from the post office. So we'll have that whole north end of Main Street tied up from the Catholic Church, St. Anthony's Catholic Church, all the way down to the post office will all be designated for the car show.
Now, for registration, how would someone get registered?
We just register that morning there. We don't mess with pre-registration or any of that. If you have any questions, I've had a few people reach out to me from seeing the flyer and talking to local merchants, but my email is jakeg.helper@yahoo.com. So that's jakeg.helper@yahoo.com.
jakeg.helper@yahoo.com. So that's how you're going to reach out if you have any questions about this event, because Jake is going to be your go-to guy here. Now, for people who may have never been able to experience any kind of car show, really, what should they expect?
I think that there isn't anything major that they should expect to see, other than, I think mostly for people who haven't been, is the courtesy of, just like anything else, you kind of, you know, don't touch stuff. Be careful with how close you stand in case you scratch a paint job or something. But if you take the time to stop and talk to a car owner, they're more than likely willing to get up, visit with you, show you things, let you sit in their car if you want, especially the young kids. I think this is a good opportunity for younger generations to get excited about this kind of thing. This whole car building world is transitioning, but a lot, as it changes, a lot stays the same. It's just it's nice to see younger kids getting excited about it.
Yeah, that's exciting, seeing the younger generation kind of igniting their passion at something like this. Now, let's go to a more personal level for you. What is your favorite part of this?
As far as the car show, this is the second year that my dad and I have been hosting the car show. Last year when we took over, we switched up the awards a little bit and built custom-built trophies that are out of car parts, and it's all metal art. So they're one-off trophies, and they're pretty limited. So I think last year everybody was pretty excited about that. So we've spent the last 3 or 4 months building those. So for myself, it kind of gives me a different perspective in an artist sort of way. And as far as the rest of the arts festival, growing up in Helper, we've attended every year. And the best part for me is we've always enjoyed the variety of food and the music. The live music is hard to beat. And it's such a great weekend if that's something you enjoy.
Yeah, growing up in the area, I've always loved what the Helper Arts Festival brings to the table. And it doesn't just attract locals, it attracts people from all over the state and sometimes all over the country. So you also get kind of that economic boom side of things to this event. Now, Jake, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
This year is the 30th anniversary of the Arts Festival. There's a lot of special things going on. But we have over 55 vendors at this event this year. It is packed. So, and that includes nearly 20 different food options.
And that's just a lot to be excited about. So the Helper Arts Festival, 30th anniversary of it, something you're not going to want to miss coming up here in the Castle Country area. And that, again, that was Jake Gray, and we were talking about the car show at the Helper Arts Festival. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.